This is Ozarks at Large. Plans continue to develop for an ambitious campus in Fort Smith to help people without permanent shelter. The Old Fort Homeless Coalition this summer received a $500,000 grant from Federal Home Loan Bank of Dallas to help proceed in building renovations needed on the Riverview Hope campus to be located on South E Street in Fort Smith. The campus, when fully opened, will combine several services and shelters in one spot. Debbie Everly, Director of Homeless Programs for the City of Fort Smith, says the campus will serve many needs, including some of the most basic.
You know, they don't have to be hanging out on a street corner, waiting for meals. They don't have to be called names as people drive by. Mm-hmm. They don't have to be living, in squalor on the riverside. In this campus, our goal is to treat everyone that comes through our doors with dignity and respect, because almost everyone that's homeless doesn't choose to be homeless.
The $500,000 grant money is specifically geared toward funding building renovations to help meet housing needs. The Riverview Hope campus has existed as a plan for more than 3 years and is projected to be open by late fall of next year.
Eventually, we hope to have actual mental health beds on our campus and transitional housing. We'll have that where they can move from, the mat on the floor as they start to progress and then get ready to be back out in the workforce or out in a house of their own. They'll go through transitional housing that will be on campus.
The concept for a sort of one-stop campus to help people came out of a nearly year-long study that began more than 4 years ago. The development of the campus took another step toward reality this summer when the Old Fort Homeless Coalition and Next Step Homeless Services of Fort Smith signed a memorandum of understanding so Next Step can move its day room services to the campus. Amy Sherrill, the executive director of Next Step Homeless Services, says the proposed move would not mean a change in services, but instead is intended to aid in the creation of a campus that can provide many services in one location.
There also is a transit line along where the new place will be that will be operated by the Old Fort Homeless Coalition. So each month we work with our clients and we work with the City of Fort Smith in helping pass out transit tickets to those clients who have gotten jobs and need that little bit of help to get to their job in time. So the City of Fort Smith works with us, provides us a certain number each month, and obviously priority goes to our clients, the ones who get the jobs. The next one would be, the mothers and children that have doctor's appointments and those sorts of things.
The Salvation Army is also scheduled to move on to the Riverview Hope campus. Debbie Everly, the Director of Homeless Programs for the city, says the Veterans Administration will also have a presence, as well as other services.
Clinical services there, mental health services, we've got the VA, all kinds of people that are going to be on the campus, including extra things that we're going to use and have for getting people, back on the workforce and in a home. But we're going to even have things like a barber shop where they can have their hair cut and clothing so that they can get, look nice and presentable for an interview. They'll have mailboxes at Next Step where they can receive mail there or use that as an address when they apply for employment so that everything is kept confidential.
There will also be opportunities for adult education and a kennel on campus to provide shelter for pets. Debbie Everly says many in the homeless population don't seek safe indoor shelter because they don't want to leave their animals on the streets. Most other homeless services do not allow cats or dogs to stay with their clients.
There'll also be a place for them to check in their belongings. That's another reason why a lot of people don't want to come in. They don't want to leave their belongings out on the street for somebody to steal, because that's all they've got.
Gary Udodge, the president of the Board of Directors of Next Step Homeless Services, says the evolution of services for people without shelter continues an effort to provide people with a path out of homelessness that he says Next Step has been trying to create.
They provide that individualized case management. They work with the person as they come in, where they are, look at community resources, look at their needs, try to help them get where they need to be as soon as possible. And that transitional housing she's talking about is such a huge thing. And as far as the board goes and my role on the board, it's just exciting to be part of it.
Debbie Everly says this summer's grant and the agreements with other agencies help make the campus closer to reality. But she says there are still ongoing efforts to secure more funding to make sure the other services come to fruition.
We are going to have a chapel in there for religious services. It's just going to be non-denominational and everybody can use it. You know, we're going to have, like, we have budget classes, money management, things like that, just to try to get people to understand their finances and how it all works. And I even have a volunteer right now who is looking into a revenue source, revenue stream, where we're hoping to set up a business on the campus to help fund it.
Debbie Everly is the director of homeless programs for the city of Fort Smith. Supporters of the Riverview Hope campus want to have it open by late fall of 2014. This is Ozarks at Large.